All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, March 27th of 2025. It is officially MLB opening day, so that's super, super exciting. We're going to be talking MLB mostly today, and I know we had a stream earlier today with Jordan. Hope you guys were able to catch that impromptu stream, him talking about MLB DFS as well. And with that said, though, we also had golf tee off earlier this morning. We still have an 8-game NBA slate and a 10-game NHL slate. So a ton of DFS action coming at you all day today. If you aren't signed up with SaberSim, want to check us out ahead of MLB. We did reset everybody's trials. So there is a 5-day no strings attached free trial available for you if you have checked us out previously. Or if you haven't, you could start that as well. There's a link in the description of this video and you could sign up there. So with that said, I'm Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim, in case you don't know me. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions, get your questions in one of 3 ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and to get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do the show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. We did change the show time for today to accommodate opening day. Figured it wasn't too helpful for anybody to build lineups, you know, 5 minutes before slates lock. So try to do this a little bit sooner. I know the DK main slate is in about 90 minutes here. I actually didn't realize the FanDuel, and I'll get this pulled up. I actually didn't realize FanDuel main slate was in 30 minutes from now, or else I probably would have scheduled the show slightly sooner. So I apologize about that. I'm actually playing the FanDuel main slate, and I haven't built any lineups. So I think we're going to end up building my lineups here on stream since I poorly timed at that, but that's okay. So there was one question in the queue. I don't know if Jordan answered this one on the show earlier, but I am happy to answer it today or right now, even again on this show. So there was one question here from Wise Guy Locks. And question is, will the Sims factor in the Rays playing at Steinbrenner Field instead of the Trop, or do we need to adjust manually? So yes, so we understand that both the Rays and the A's stadiums have changed where they play their home games, and we are accounting for that in the sim. So you don't have to worry about manually. Sorry, say that again. For both teams whose home fields have changed. So no worries there. But that was our only question, which is fine. Got to get some lineups in anyways. So playing FanDuel main slate, right? Just so you guys know, I'm not like a huge baseball DFS guy, kind of specialized in like NBA and NFL. So like I'm showing you guys like, hey, this is, you know, me. I'm not, adding a bunch of value or like changing projections or anything. Like this is how I'm building my MLB lineups and really just trusting the Sims, trusting the SaberSim team to put out good projections and all those kind of things, right? So first thing, pull up the slate. I'm going to go to the contest tab. And then I'm going to go to upload entries. So when you click download template file from FanDuel, it just takes you to the upcoming page. And then on the upcoming page, you got to click CSV edit. And then we got to download a file. So I'll do that. Cool. Okay. Drag and drop that guy in here. And 20 lineups right here, right? 20 lineups in the 555. Just having a little bit of fun on opening day. Raph said, for not being an MLB forte guy, you helped me a lot last year, so I'll take your input happily. Appreciate it. Now, I think just like over the years, I've just started to specialize. You know, I used to like grind MLB, even qualified for my one and only live final in MLB on FanDuel. Still got the jersey to prove it. So I love MLB season. You know, I think the Thursday slates when they're like early are like my favorite slates just because I'm like a Pacific time guy. So you get the opportunity to watch baseball at like 9, 10 a.m. in the morning. And there's just nothing like that all day sweat that you got going on there. So still baseball hold near and dear but try not to play as much as I used to. So, anyways, going to go over to build one. And we got our lineups loaded up. Going to pop open our build. One thing I've noticed in the past, and I don't know if this is still true, obviously, or not, but FanDuel pricing can be like a little bit soft with MLB. So I like to open up the salary band a little bit. I usually don't see this on DraftKings as much, but you'll see like pretty good stacks still coming in at like 33.5, 33.3. So I like to open up salary band slightly here. One thing I'll do, right, is go and check weather. The Roto-Grinders weather dashboard run by Kevin Roth is great, free resource. And just like looking for anything, this, I would consider this like getting familiar with the slate, kind of. So nothing too crazy. It's like Milwaukee Yankees, like kind of interesting, right? Cold, wind's blowing in. Let's see. I don't think there's much in Washington. I always check the yellows for like postponement risk, right? You always kind of want to understand if there's going to be like a delay, even like in-game delay. So some rain in Cincinnati. Okay, he says, I don't think it's heavy enough to stop play. So that's good. Kansas City, maybe a random shower. Temps in the upper 70s, wind blowing out. Solid hitting weather. Okay. White Sox. Some in-game rain. Not enough. Or on and off drizzle. They may get rained on a little bit, but not need a delay. So, okay. So not super worried. Minnesota, St. Louis. Only spot that currently has heavy rain in the forecast. Storms are on track to clear out a bit before or right around first pitch. Possible late start. The rain clears in plenty of time for baseball, and the next batch doesn't arrive until well after the game. I've got this as worst case late start in play, so no real worries there. All right, cool. So not super concerned, right? Just as an example, like if this one was like, hey, you know, maybe a delay, you know, this is like a massive 10, no, wrong sport. This is like a big, you know, 11 game slate. I honestly don't have any issue coming in here and then just like Xing those two pitchers. And I'd probably like put some eyes on them, right? Like, hey, you know, who is pitching? What's their ownership? That's good pitchers. So, you know, Sonny Gray, Pablo Lopez, you know, 1% owned, 2% owned. I really wouldn't have a problem just Xing them just for like risk management. And because there are, you know, 10 other games or 11, 9 other games and there's like 20 other pitchers that you can choose from. So that's just like more risk management. But like, that's what I'm kind of looking for. Like, hey, should I just kind of like avoid something? If there were less games on the slate, I'd probably reconsider or like think about it a little bit harder. But that's what I'm mostly doing here, right? Couple of things with like weather. So SaberSim understands like temperature, wind direction, wind speed. Sometimes there are like what I mostly like to use this for is like, hey, is there anywhere I need to be like concerned about like my plays, maybe manage my risk and things like that. Right. So like that's more. This might be Milwaukee, New York, you know, maybe it's like really good weather. Right. I think props will like also account for that, right? So like if people are seeing the weather and people are, you know, betting props down, like, okay, you know, the run total is going to be lower. Players are less likely to hit home runs, like all those kind of things. You know, we're kind of indirectly taking that into account as well. So we do have like weather factors in the sim. And then along with like the props, I think that captures it like pretty well. I'm not really using this to adjust like run totals or anything, because I think like if you're doing that, you're basically saying like, well, you know, Vegas isn't accounting for like the weather. And I think that's like probably wrong. So I'm not so much looking for like edge through the weather, because I'm assuming that like the market is taken into account plus our sim for what we have. Right. So that's kind of how I'm using weather. Maybe other people are using it differently. That's okay. But here, wouldn't really make any adjustments based on that. A couple of other things I like to do, right? So we got a sense that all our pitchers are basically in play. One thing I like to do, and this is something you could do if you have access to detailed stats, is I like to bring the pitches over. And I like to sort by pitches or even projection and just kind of come in here and see, you know, if anybody is like expected to be like an opener, if there's anybody like limited here, right? So like, it looks like the lowest starter pitch count is like 84. So that's good, right? All these guys with the check marks that are expected starters all have high pitch counts. That's something you'll see early in the season. You won't always see that, right? So the reason I'm looking for that is like, okay, well, like, let's say this guy's expected to go, you know, or here's an example. Like, you take a starter, right, who has average innings of, you know, 5, right? Well, if this guy's probably throwing a no-hitter, the team's going to, like, stretch him, right? They're going to let him go 6. They're going to let him go 7, right? So their upside's a little bit higher. When these guys are like, hey, you know, this guy's an opener, he's going to throw 3 or 4, kind of doesn't matter how good he throws. Like, his upside is capped because there is, like, a plan in place, right? So no matter how good he does, sometimes these guys just kind of lack upside. So I'm always kind of aware of, like, pitch counts and, like, teams, like, plans for, like, bullpen days or, like, openers and things like that. So in that case, I would just, like, go and set up, like, a pitch. Like, this gets the job done for me, you know, pitches greater than 60. What is this batter's one? There's nothing here. Let's get rid of that. And I don't think we need this one either. All right, cool. So we got a pitches one. I could add like a batter's one if I just didn't care to see players that aren't starting. And we could just go down and like kind of find a number where this is. So like, yeah, I mean, you could set one if you like, you just don't want to see the zeros. It's like, okay, so show players with projection greater than 4. And then that gets rid of all of these guys, right? That's just if you want to. And I'll just... At this point, I'm pretty much ready to run my lineups. I think the only thing I'll do is turn on this don't use batters against opposing pitchers rule. I don't see the need for it. Kind of seems unnecessary to play, you know, batters against opposing pitchers on a big slate like this. So other than that, I think I'm ready to build lineups. All right, just going to click build here. Some things I like to do, you know, in the meantime while this runs is maybe just like make some notes. So I'm going to make some notes, right? Just like pen and paper. So, okay. So like the Angels, 4.7, Baltimore, 4.6, Philly, 4.5. All right, cool. So just make some notes there. And then I'd probably just like go over and like look at those teams. So what I like to do is I like to go to batters. I like to sort by order. And then I would go to those teams, right? So Baltimore, and I'm trying to get a sense of like their ownership. So filter for Baltimore, looking at batters. And then once this filters here, okay, I'll usually just look at like the top like 5 batters. So I would say that their ownership is going to come in like somewhere between like 10 to 15%, right? I'm just kind of eyeballing this. There's a 7, a 7, an 11, a 15, and a 17. So I'm just saying, okay, you know, 10 to 15%. And then I would go with the Angels. I would say like 10 to 15% as well here. So there's like a 14, a 10, a 10, a 10, a 10, a 10, a 14, even for 6. So 10 to 15 seems fine. These team totals were close, right? 4.7, 4.6. So I don't think that it's weird that they're about the same here. So that seems good. And then last one, Philly, I'd probably expect something similar. So Philly here, and our lineups are loading, which is great. All right, Philly, Kind of the same, maybe closer to like 10%, right? So like 17 Trey Turner and then 9, 12, 8, 3, 6. So I'm just going to say like 10% for Philly. So just a couple small notes. My lineup's loaded and then my contest sim is auto running. So that's all good for me so far. All right. So I'm going to filter off this. We got 20 minutes here. Sort by exposure. And I want to move some columns around. Do I? No, this seems pretty fine. I do kind of want to see my pool. All right, cool. So lineups are sorting appropriately right now. And I'm going to let this processing finish. Cool. Lineups moved around. Okay, that's great. So what do we see, right? Okay, we go to aggregate metrics, average, target ROI. So super high ROIs, right? Little skeptical of those. What do we see, right? So the big thing here is that it looks like Atlanta has low ownership. And the builder really wants to target like Atlanta and Boston. Okay. And I think it's so here, right? The way I'm thinking about this is how fragile are these plays, right? If Atlanta comes in, you know, 5% owned instead of like 0, 0, 1, 2, you know, how much worse of a play are they, right? So here I'm thinking about the risk of ownership being different than the projections, right? So for that reason, I'm going to lower my exposure to them overall. But we'll get to that here in a minute. So I'm going to start with stacks. 4 stacks in every lineup. So that seems good to me. Team stacks. I meant to click team stacks. So again, a ton of Atlanta. I'm skeptical of this, right? Because their pool ownership really isn't that high. They're not one of the best plays like overall, but we're getting a lot of them, right? So that's like a leverage thing. So SaberSim is like identifying them as a good play and like really trying to jam them. I don't even know who they're facing. So who are they facing? They are facing Michael King. Okay. Got it. All right. So a couple things, right? I like to look at pitchers specifically. And then I also like to look at teams and batters, right? So our pitcher stacks seem to be like, or our pitcher exposures kind of flat here, right? One stand on Hunter Green. But other than that, this part seems kind of okay. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with risk management on Atlanta mostly, and then kind of go from there. So I don't mind having a lot of Atlanta. The way I would probably do this is like, okay, their pool exposure is like 11%. I'm okay with having like 3 times that here. So like, I'm okay with like 35% Atlanta stacks. And notice like I didn't go to mini uniques first. I did go straight to the max exposure. That's kind of because like, I know I'm never going to want to play like 90% of them. And I'd rather just tell the builder that right away and then start from a different baseline and then start adjusting my uniques, right? So like if I was here, if I was like, okay, 40, 35, 25, you know, these, then yeah, I would go straight to min uniques. But because that one exposure was like so high and I know for a fact I don't want to play that much, then I would just get that input, start from a different baseline and then start like adjusting stuff, right? So now that like my top exposure is like 40%, I'm a little bit more comfortable with this. Now I'm okay saying, okay, hey, these aggregate metrics are my baseline. Now I want to start making adjustments. So I'd probably go back to players. I'm going to go to the all tab. Okay. So right now, no player, in fact, is in no more than 35% of my lineups, including pitchers. Seems good. Now I'm going to start upping my uniques. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 players in a FanDuel MLB lineup. I don't know if I should have went to five. Maybe I should have went to four. So at five uniques, let's see what this looks like. ROI really didn't go down that much, only like 15%. And then, you know, our top exposure is still 35, followed by 30, 30, 25. So let's move this names over again. We're still taking some stands, right? Like we still like Atlanta. Like that's totally fine with me. I'm okay being high on Atlanta. I'm okay being leveraged on Hunter Green. I just didn't like how much I had, right? That was what was mostly concerning me. So you could also like check like how far down we're going. Okay, lineup 72, you know, this is like totally fine. We really haven't gone that far. Other stacks, like we're taking a little bit of a stand on the Mets, Atlanta, and then we still have all four fours and four threes. So the one other thing I would do here is this is something I like to do where I like to filter by the teams I'm getting the most exposure to. And then I like to look at what batters in the order I'm most exposed to. Okay. So, you know, baseball is really, really like a team sport, right? And every time somebody gets on, that's one more at bat for, you know, another guy in the lineup, right? I don't like to like only play, you know, hitters like one through five or like whatever. I like to get spread out. And I even like to work in, you know, some of the lower in the order guys. Now, I really like to do that when the teams are higher owned. Okay. Here with Atlanta being so low owned, I might just leave this as is. But like, let's say, you know, Atlanta was like chalkier or something like that. Then I would definitely make sure I'm getting exposure to all nine batters, because then that increases the combinations and helps your lineups to be like a little bit different than everybody else. So here, the only things that are like really standing out to me, and I'm not like 100% sure this is true, but Atlanta, right? I have seven Atlanta stacks. And remember, we only had four fours and four threes. Well, I also have Austin Riley, right, in seven lineups. Now, if I wanted to, I could filter for him and I could see like if he's in any one-offs, but I'm like almost positive he's all stacked. So four stack. What's this one? No, wait, that was the four stack. Four stack, four stack, four stack, four stack, four stack, four stack, three stack. No, maybe four. Okay, so like he's in every single one of the Braves lineups. I'm cool with 35% Braves, but I'm not really cool with having him in every single lineup, right? And then I'd probably check Marcelo Ozuna too, but I'm just going to assume that's like the case. So it's like, okay, here, you know, I'm fine having, you know, more of these guys, but I don't really want anybody in more than like 25%. Because I want to stack the team. I don't want to only like stack these players. Right. So I'm going to set a 25 max exposure to everyone, or to Ozuna, Riley, and then Olsen. I think he could like probably go up. So then I do him too. So now I'm telling the builder like, okay, hey, we can still play 35% Braves, but you know, you better mix up these players a little bit. And like, maybe now I'll get to like some of the, you know, six, seven, eight, nine guys. If like that ends up being the case, and like here, it doesn't seem like the builder wanted to do that. You know, that's why we don't really see that. I think our team stack's probably just going to be a little bit lower, which is fine with me. Right. So then here I would do the same thing with the Mets. It's like, okay, let's go to the Mets. And we got about 10 minutes here. So we're doing fine on time. Okay. Mets order. Okay, so here, sorry, we're getting some seven, we're getting some eight. That's great. I'm going to assume Vientos and Alonso are like kind of in the same boat. So here, right, I'm going to go drop them to like 25 as well. So So now I'm limiting them to 5 out of the 8 stacks, right? Because there was 40%, which was 8 Met stacks. But let's, you know, like let's get a little bit more spread out here. So we're going to let this process. All right, cool. This looks good, right? A lot flatter, like across most of the lineup here. I go over to my team stacks. Okay, cool. So like Braves 25, Mets 30, and then Boston. We could do Boston too, right? Boston. Okay, and then Boston was another like 30, right? So then here, you know, I would probably just say like 25 for like Bregman and Duran here. So what I'm doing is I'm allowing SaberSim to still stack the teams, but mix up the players instead of being so concentrated. It's basically all we're doing. And let this process. And that worked. Cool. So this looks a lot better to me. I'm like super happy with this. I mean, you got to get these lineups in right now. I'm just going to check Giants real quick. And the Giants look good, right? We're getting 1 through 9 on the Giants already. So this is great, right? So I'm like super happy with how my exposures are turning out right now. And let's go back to pitchers one more time. And we still have some leverage on pitchers, right? Some on Green, some on Rodon, little leverage on Peralta, Gore, even with Skeens, a little low on Kikuchi, but seems fine. So this looks great. Like I've managed my risk. I'm happy with my batters, my pitchers, my stack types. I think this is great. So at this point, I'm ready to save. Download and then go and then upload that file. Entries, check, edit, boom. And then I always like to refresh the page. And just make sure the lineups are here after the fact. Cool. So that is how I'd be building that. Those are the lineups that I'm going to play today. So that's I'd be building lineups for MLB, for FanDuel Main Slate, locking in about 5 minutes here. But, you know, still plenty of time to build for DK. If you guys are playing on DK, got about an hour here. One question, does ROI more or less correlate indirectly to cash rate? So I would say ROI correlates more to win rate. And the reason for that is because your positive ROI is mostly coming from the times where you win the contest, okay? And the reason for that, right, is if we just go and look at, like, payout structures in the contest tab, okay, what you're mostly going to see is cash rates in, like, the 20% range, 20, 25. Now, the issue with this is, right, let's say your cash rate is like 20%, right? The $3.25 max, probably a contest a lot of people are playing. That means that your average expectation is to cash 1 out of 5 lineups. Okay, that's what 20% is. Now, when you do cash, you would be lucky to get a 2x min cash, okay? I know DK runs like a lot of like 1.5x, 1.8x, like minimum cash rates. So imagine an outcome that happens 1 out of 5 times and you get paid 1 to 2. Like, you know, when you play like roulette at the casino, right? The odds of like actually hitting your number are closer to like 1 out of 37, 1 out of 38, depending on what the, how many zeros the table has, right? Is that 1 0, 2 0s, 3 0s? Cause those are just additional numbers. And then they always pay out 35-1, right? So they're taking like a small difference, right? They're saying like, hey, your actual chance of hitting the number was 38-1, but we're going to pay you 35-1 or something like that, right? Here, imagine like, you know, the actual odds of doing it were like 35-1, but then when they pay you 7-1. Like, I don't think a lot of people are playing that game at the casino, right? So because you're just most likely to lose, right? So what I'm saying is, like, you are most likely to have a negative ROI if you, like, simply only cash and you don't win the contest. Where you get the positive ROI in DFS is from these super top-heavy payout structures, where when you win this contest, you are winning 33% of the prize pool. You are winning, you know, so much money. So, you know, DFS isn't like linear, like the payouts like multiply kind of at the top. And so positive ROI is mostly going to be correlated to win rate, because the more times you win, the more times you can basically handle more losses and survive kind of longer, right? So like DFS graphs are like big spike, win, lose until your next big spike. And you're always kind of hunting for those big spikes. So that's what I would, that's how I'd answer the question. Hope that makes sense. All right. Let's see here. Gonna check office hours real quick. Let's see. And no questions. So did a full FanDuel MLB demo here. Hope that's helpful for you guys. I will be rooting for the Mets, the Giants, and the Braves today, in case you guys didn't know. But aside from that, appreciate you guys tuning in. Good luck today. If you guys need any help, our team's around, support in Discord. You could hit us up via the app, ? Here, or send an email, support@sabersim.com. We will be around. So appreciate you guys tuning in. Good luck today. Let's get this money, and I'll see you all tomorrow. Till then, take care. Thanks. Bye.